And that is with the final finalist, the last finalist even, that sounds a lot better, the last finalist of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 4 Down Under, Vibe. Had a lovely chat with her as well. All the queens are incredible. What an amazing bunch of divas. Love them so, so much. So yeah, this is the final chat with her heading into the finale, which airs tomorrow. And then next week on the show, I will be here, 26th of December, Boxing Day. I'll be speaking to the winner of the show, of the season, and the runner-up. But anyway, this is Vibe. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How were you feeling heading into the finale? Finale, even.
Really good, really excited. I think it was such an insane experience to do and such a wild thing to sort of like wrap your head around. And, you know, when you're preparing, it's like, what is the goal of the season? And the goal was to make it to finale. So in my eyes, I'm very pleased.
Yeah. Also, love your nails, by the way.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely stunning.
Brisbane nails, yeah.
Love those. Now, heading into the show as a whole, was this experience sort of what you were expecting, or did it kind of, was it quite different than what you were expecting?
It was a lot more positive than I expected. I think I live with Coco Jumbo, who was obviously on Down Under Season 1, and I think there was a lot of sort of like psychological negativity and all of that, especially after coming off the back of COVID. So I think once we got the yes, I was kind of like, oh, this is going to go one of two ways. It's either going to be an amazing experience, or it's going to be something that is a struggle, is a challenge, is really difficult to get through. And I had a really, really good time. I felt supported by the girls. Having Michelle was great from like a motherly perspective. Like, yep, we felt very taken care of.
And love that.
I think it just let us like enjoy the process and have fun with it.
Yeah, awesome. And you have been one of the strongest queens throughout the season, placing in the top multiple times and winning both the makeover and roast challenges. Despite this, were there ever moments of uncertainty regarding your experiences?
100%. I think you can be so like happy and positive and proud of what you've done, but you know, you're being judged by a team of judges who, you know, have their little bunch of checkboxes to tick off to say that you either did or didn't do a good job. And, you know, there's a lot of like flexibility in challenge interpretation, I think. So yeah, you can think you're doing a great job and then be surprised by being in the bottom. So yeah, there were definitely moments where I felt, you know, we've done the right thing, and then other moments that I was absolutely panicking.
Now, looking back at this season as a whole, would you say there was a challenge that stood out to you the most as a contestant?
Ooh, I think Makeover Challenge Week was like, I love the makeover. Every single season that I watch, it's one of the episodes that I hold out for. And, you know, to not only be paired with someone as incredible as Morgan or Buzzkill, but then to come away with a win and to share that with Nikita as well. Like, it was kind of just like, if I had to put the episodes on shelves, it would be on the top shelf. And I think the roast challenge as well. Like, you know, roasting is something I absolutely love to do. I love coming up with jokes and sort of reads for sisters and things like that. So yeah, I was very happy with both of those challenges.
Regarding the makeover challenge with Morgan, he kind of fit the stereotype of what I would imagine a librarian to be, like quite quiet, quite reserved, and it definitely did show like a little bit in the episode, but he changed throughout the end. Would you say his experience and like both your guys' experience exceeded your expectations?
I think so. I think when we were talking, like, you know, Morgan's very shy and you know, quiet to start with, but then the more we spoke, the more sort of I aligned with him being like an absolute old school diva. Like, we had so many little cute conversations about, you know, just how we go through life, and it was fun to sort of see similarities between us, because, you know, a librarian and a drag queen don't sort of go together like bread and butter, but yeah, we have a lot of the same sort of thinking, and he was just a lot of fun.
Yeah. And what challenge was, well, I guess, the most challenging for you as someone who constantly placed quite high throughout the season?
I think it was acting, and it was funny because acting challenge was the one that I was, you know, so excited for. Like, I love a character, I love improv, but I don't know, I think I was just having a bad day, or like wrong energy, or woke up on the wrong side of the bed. But yeah, that was the one out of the entire experience that I think, you know, if I could do it again, I would do it very differently.
And do you have a favorite runway outfit as well?
Oh my gosh, there are a few. I did love, absolutely love my Lionfish Kate Fierce runway. I also love my finale gown, even if I can't breathe in it. but I also loved my orange look from episode one. I think that was just so stupid and so camp. Loved bringing that to life.
What are you taking forward from your experiences on this season
I think just trusting myself a bit more. I'm very sort of like, you know, everyone's their own harshest critic, but like, I think doing this made me realize I'm probably too harsh on myself. You know, if I can relax a bit and have a bit more fun with it, then I tend to enjoy things a whole lot more. Surprise, surprise. So like, yeah, life isn't that serious. It never really is. So I think it's just being able to sort of have fun in moments that may not be by definition fun.
I guess like the whole show itself sounds like a whole lot of fun. Like you get to work with these amazing, incredible queens, meet new people from both New Zealand and Australia. And the challenges themselves sound quite fun. But I guess with the concern of getting eliminated at any point, definitely would have been a challenge, right?
Oh, it is. And it's like, you know, it's a different world too. You're being locked away for a couple of weeks and cross-dressing in a garage with a bunch of friends that become sisters. So it's not like day-to-day life. And I think the more you can sort of just lean into the fact that it's its own little thing in and of itself, like if you just go in and try and enjoy it, I think it goes well.
Cool. Now, just quickly wrapping up this interview, what is next for you, Vibe?
We've got DragCon UK in London in January, so rapidly working on looks and things like that. We've got a gorgeous summer of summer day drag to get through in Australia. And then apart from that, I'm working on things like I really want to get into stand-up comedy. I'd love to try and do a couple more roasts. And I really want to get back on TV. If I can jump in front of a camera for something, I'm more than happy to.
That was the lovely Vibe from RuPaul's Drag Race done under season 4. Yeah, I'm very, very excited to watch the finale.